KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, November 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Harrisburg Tigers volleyball would win their fourth straight state championship on Saturday in Rapid City. Harrisburg swept O'Gorman 25-16, 25-16, and 25-13 in the state championship. Harrisburg, the first team ever in AA to win four straight state titles. They now run their winning streak to 92 straight matches versus Class AA opponents. Harrisburg's also won 97 straight matches versus teams in South Dakota. The Class A state volleyball tournament champs, number one Dakota Valley. A very tough battle with the two seed Del Rapids. Dakota Valley would win the first two sets 26-24. And then Del Rapids, they would win the third set, also 26-24. Before Dakota Valley ended it with a four-set victory, 25-22. Also in Class A, Wagner would finish in eighth place as the Red Raiders lost to Rapid City Christian on Saturday in three sets. And the Class B championship once again goes to Chester as they swept Warner 3-0. The number four seed Parkston ended up taking home sixth place. The Trojans lost on Saturday to Gayville Volland 3-0 in that fifth place match. Vikings, they have lost five of their past six games. Packers beat the Vikings yesterday 23-6. It was Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson who ran for 107 yards and two touchdowns in his first ever NFL starts. Packers defense also forced three turnovers and had five sacks. Vikings had four net yards of offense in the second half. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw two interceptions and had just 87 yards. Vikings managed only two long field goals, thankfully, from kicker Will Reichertz. Packers improved to 7-3-1 on the year. They remain perfect in the division. Well, the Vikings looks like they're going to be in last place. They fall to 4-7. Vikings will be in Seattle to take on the Seahawks this Sunday at 3 o'clock. While the Packers play the Lions in Detroit for Thanksgiving at noon. Dallas Cowboys with a 24-21 victory yesterday over the Philadelphia Eagles. Dallas, they rally from down 21-0. Kicker Brandon Aubrey with a game-winning 42-yard field goal as time expired. And the LA Rams scored 31 points in the first half as they now move into sole possession of first place in the NFC, defeating Tampa Bay last night 34-7. Devontae Adams caught two of Matt Stafford's three touchdown passes. Stafford threw for 273. It's his eighth consecutive game without an interception. Oregon has returned to the top five in the Associated Press, a top 25 college football poll this week. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M remain in the top three spots for the sixth straight week. Georgia stays at four, while Oregon jumps to number five after they beat USC on Saturday by 15. Old Miss is at number 6, and Miami moves up to number 13 to lead five ACC teams that are in the rankings. Ohio State's at number 1 for the 13th straight week. And more importantly, though, we'll know the college football playoff rankings, the latest edition coming up tomorrow night. For more sports, check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.